To our program this evening. Tonight, the focus of our music is on the assurance of faith, the certain knowledge and the assured confidence that Lord's Day 7 speaks of. As 2019 marks the 400th anniversary of the Canons of Dort, we will also be quoting selections from the canons to help introduce the songs tonight. Our prayer is that God will be praised and that you will be blessed and reassured as you listen to the music. Canons of Dort, 5th Head, Article 9, True believers may and do obtain assurance according to the measure of their faith, whereby they arrive at the persuasion that they ever will continue true and living members of the church, and that they experience forgiveness of sins and will at last inherit eternal life. Our first two songs are One Faith, One Hope, One Lord, and The King of Love, My Shepherd Is.
Thank you.
From the third and fourth head, Article 14, faith is therefore to be considered as the gift of God. It is conferred, breathed, and infused into us. God works in man both the will and the to-do, and produces both the will to believe and the act of believing also. The next two songs are My Faith Looks Up to Thee and Faith Triumphant, which is an arrangement of My Faith Has Found a Resting Place.
Thank you.
from the second head, Article 7. But as many as truly believe and are delivered and saved from sin and destruction through the death of Christ are indebted for this benefit solely to the grace of God, given them in Christ from everlasting, and not to any merit of their own. The ladies of the choir will now sing Be Still and Consider and The Perfect Wisdom of Our God. second head, Article 5. The promise of the gospel is that whosoever believeth in Christ crucified shall not perish but have everlasting life. This promise, together with the command to repent and believe, ought to be declared to all nations and to all persons to whom God, out of his good pleasure, sends the gospel. The men of the choir will now sing Beautiful Savior, and I Am Not Ashamed.
Of his cross.
from the fifth head, Article 10, our assurance springs forth from faith in God's promises revealed in His Word. For our comfort, from the testimony of the Holy Spirit, witnessing with our spirit that we are children and heirs of God. As Romans 8, verse 16 says, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. The next two pieces are On a Hymn Song of William Bradbury, an arrangement of Savior Like a Shepherd Lead Us, and Fanfare Prelude, O God Our Help in Ages Past.
Thank you.
Canons of Dort, First Head, Article 11. And as God himself is most wise, unchangeable, omnipotent, so the election made by him can neither be interrupted or changed, recalled or annulled. Neither can the elect be cast away, nor their number diminished. The last two pieces of our program tonight are "All His Mercies Shall Endure" and "I Am Not My Own."
Forever sure, our faith is ours. Thank you. Thanks so much for coming tonight to our program. A few thank yous I'd like to make before we end the evening. Thank you to all the musicians, vocalists, instrumentalists. Thank you to the accompanists. Thank you to Myrna Hoekstra for coming up with our narration this evening, to Mary for reading it, to Toby for running sound, for Kelly for joining me in this endeavor, to Wendy for playing the postlude. And you all are invited to stay for refreshments. We're having root beer floats afterwards, and you don't want to miss that. And now I'd like to ask Pastor Brummel to close our evening in prayer.
On behalf of the choir and all of us, we'd like to thank especially Mr. Van Ravensway and Mrs. Westra for all the work that they did, and we're thankful to you for coming. Let's turn to God in prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, we come before thee this evening at the close of this Sabbath day with joy in our hearts. Thou hast given unto us a song to sing, a song of praise and thanksgiving, celebrating the wonder of thy mercy and thy faithfulness. And Lord, we give thanks that we are able to bring that song by the wonder of thy Spirit in our hearts into thy presence as those who know thy marvelous grace, who know that we are undeserving, who know that we are sinners, and who stand before thee with the glorious confession, we are not our own. We belong to our faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. And Lord, we pray that that confession might live in our hearts and that we might show forth thy praise today, throughout this coming week, and all of our days. And Lord, we pray that thou wilt grant unto us to lay hold upon that wondrous hope that is ours, believing that thou art preparing for us that which I cannot see nor ear heard, the glory of heavenly bliss. And we look forward to that day when thou wilt take us to be with thee in the fullness of that heavenly life where we will sound forth thy praise forevermore. Bless our fellowship. Continue to bless and grant unto us traveling mercies, we pray, as we go separate ways. Above all, Lord, forgive us our sins and grant that we might live in the joy and the hope that is ours by faith. We pray this for Jesus' sake. Amen.